Hey friends, Happy New Year. Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, and I have a word of encouragement for you and some instructions on how to pray in the new year. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens right now. We pray that your word would come alive, the written word, the prophetic word. We pray, Lord, that you would pull things together for good, that you would work things out right now behind the scenes in Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, I normally release a prophetic word of the month every, but also right now I'd be on this episode, I would normally be releasing the prophetic word for the year 2022. But you know, I've been under such extreme attack that I've not been able to get it written properly yet. In fact, this is not the prophetic word that I'm doing here, but it is a word of encouragement, instructions for how you can operate and into this transitional time. And then I'll be releasing the prophetic word for the year 2022 later on after you pray with me at the end of this. So it's been a bumpy ride, you know, and things are going to smooth out shortly. I want to encourage you. And this is also a call to pray, not just for me, but also for many people globally, including churches, businesses, governments. Wow, I tell you, cities, the nation, even the world is under heavy assault of the enemy right now. But this is part of a process that we are going through that indeed will result in a greater blessing, a greater release of God's power, a greater anointing is coming. We have to walk through this season. This is not from God. All these attacks are not from the Lord, but he will not leave us. I tell you, he has not left us, and he is moving behind the scenes right now. So we need to get into the Lord's timing. You know, last month I started talking about this. I heard the words, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. The Lord is he's putting us into a timetable for 2022. And there needs to be some spiritual cleanup work first. That's what's going on. The Lord's using this right now. He's calling us to press in to his healing. He's inviting us into his presence, even in the midst of the storm. And, you know, I'd recommend highly, walk close with him right now, even if you don't feel it. Walk close with him right now, no matter what it looks like. And there are some things that that might need to die in your life. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. There's a time and a season for everything. There's an activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. I saw a vision last month of a bridge. It's like a string, like a one of those string bridges, like in Indiana Jones, and it led to 2022, and it said Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2 on it, and this is the transition out of 21 and into 22. This is a major season that of change. It's a seasonal, global season of change happening right now. It'll involve dying to your old self, possibly some dreams, things that didn't work out, some prophetic words. I don't know. It's different for each person. But it's dying to your flesh. It's dying to some things. Maybe the Lord will he'll talk with you more about this. You don't want to beat yourself up, especially since we're walking through this season already where we're being pummeled by the enemy. But just as we have seen many people passing away during the last 2 years, they've taken their new role in heaven, some, Ecclesiastes 3 season is here. It says that, you know, the result of dying will bring greater life. And Jesus talks about this. The result of dying will bring greater life. John 12, 24, Jesus says, truly, I say to you, unless a kernel of wheat dies and falls to the ground, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Now, he was talking about himself. He was giving a prophetic word, but it's also a spiritual principle that you need to die to something in the old before it can birth forth in the new. I'm not trying to scare you here. Don't worry. It's not a word, you know, to say that you're going to die. Not at all. It's saying, look to the Lord right now. Because in that, take a look at that Ecclesiastes 3 word. Watch for things to also birth in the spiritual realm. Starting this month and over the next few months, new songs, new inventions, new ideas, financial strategies, opportunities will spring forth right now. So this is the season, whenever something dies. Take a look at what happened when Jesus died. You know, he actually overcame the power of death. He ascended into heaven and he sent the Holy Spirit to us. It was like a slingshot effect. There was a 50-day transition or so. There was a transitional time, but the result was very, very powerful. And so watch for things to birth in the Spirit. Also, the Lord is giving an overcoming power right now. He's going to give you the keys to overcome. Maybe things that have overcome you in the past, whatever that might be, especially right now. Don't be discouraged. I tell you, stay connected to the Lord in the midst of all this. The enemy wants to get you isolated. He wants to get you cut off from the pack. But the Lord, he's going to move. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him or submit him and he will make your path straight. This is a time, it might not make sense. This is the time that we need to band together to trust. Come into agreement with others in prayer. Trust the Lord. And according to Proverbs 3, lean not on your own understanding. Now, this is a powerful word for you right now and us in our season that we're in. The enemy is trying. He's trying to take us out. He's working overtime to bring us down. Discouragement. He's trying to get you into sin, maybe. Maybe that happened to you. I don't know. He's trying to get you to believe that the Lord left you. He's trying to bring in deception. They're unleashing the highest levels of attacks because the Lord is about to move with an amazing anointing. And he's working things out. The key right now to it is to stay connected with the Lord no matter what. Do not give up. Do not give in. If you're struggling, simply ask forgiveness daily if you have to. The Lord's power to overcome is coming. That's all I got to say. So Lord, we pray that right now, you know, that we can connect deeply with the overcoming power. We pray for those who, you know, have been struggling, who maybe have fallen. Maybe it's time to reconnect with you, Lord. So we just, maybe whatever it might be, we just ask, Lord, that you would break through the darkness right now, like you did with me. I tell you, I've walked through a couple months' time of darkness, and the light went out for me. But I know the power. I know the word of the Lord. I know his promises, and I've not backed down, so I release that power in Jesus' name. We're going to go back later and realize that the attacks were actually greater than we realized, but also the repayment of the Lord is here. He's going to repay the years the locust has eaten. He's going to turn things. He's going to turn your mourning into joy. He's going to give you the anointing. He's giving you a greater power. Just stay connected with him no matter what it is that you need to do right now. There's a new strength coming for the weary. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. And they'll walk and not be faint. Get ready to get the renewal. It's here now. Man, I tell you, in the midst of this assault, that's what I would call it. And I'm being assaulted. I mean, a frontal assault, a back assault. I've been assaulted from every side. But I tell you, I have mounted up on the wings like eagles, no matter what it looks like. I'm going to ride the storm out, and I'm going to watch. I tell you, watch, and you'll see. So just cry out to him right now. He'll give you the strength. And in the midst of the storm, there is joy. I can't tell you how many times, even in the last week when I get hit, that the Lord opens up a pool of joy. And you know, I'll call one of my prayer partners. And I mean, I've had to agree in prayer daily. But I call one of my prayer partners, and they, you know, sometimes in the midst of the storm, I mean, it's so bad that we all just go into laughter. We go into the spirit, you know, the river of joy is here. Let the Lord wash over you. Let the word wash over you. Do whatever you have to do to stay connected. But here's, I tell you, I have never seen, I've seen a lot. I've been under, you know, part of being a forerunner. I birthed things. I was one of the forerunners of prophetic evangelism. I helped, you know, do things behind the scenes, you know, that we're all, I've always had, you know, kind of been the use of spiritual warfare, but I got hit in the last 2 months of, with not beyond warfare. It was frontal assaults, global assaults that came on me. So now I want to share this prayer request. Me and my family and my ministry have been under attack. And ever since the Lord released two major spiritual promotions for me at Yom Kippur back in September, it was right around September, October, during that time, and the promotions over me was to operate. One of them was to operate at the level of a prophet. I've been I got commissioned by the Lord as a prophet about 11 years ago. It's going on 12 years ago. So I've been operating in the office, so to speak, of a prophet, where the Lord said he's going to make me a prophet to the nations, a greater worldwide influence. And that came this year at Yom Kippur. But then Satan unleashed a worldwide attack against me last September. And I've used the attack as an opportunity to shore things up in my life. I've used it to, I've gone into some deliverance. I've been a healing prayer. I've closed every door I could see to the past to make sure that when this promotion comes, I'll be able to stand. It'll be built on a firm foundation and not on the shifting sand. I've had that years ago. You know, I've had some, I don't know if I was ready back then, but now I believe that I'm ready. And so the enemies were trying to hit me. I said, I want to raise up prayer right now for myself and my wife, Linda, Enlight Connection team, also my family. We've gone through hit after hit. Now, I'm used to it, but boy, when you start hitting my loved ones, I don't like it. And, you know, something's happening right now. Do not be afraid. The Lord is breaking off fear. He's breaking off unbelief. He's breaking the father of lies right now so that you can step up. There's an anointing to overcome right now. There's a power to overcome. And in the midst of this, the Lord is blessing me with the greater anointing for perseverance, greater I've ever had in my life. And so I'm the closest I've ever been with my wife. And I tell you, I'm the closest I've been with the Lord in my life. And this is a time, I'm not tooting my own horn or anything. I'm just letting you know. This is a time. Press in. And I'd like to raise up prayer over this, over my promotion, also over the retaliation, over the assaults that have been under day after day. That's why I've had to cancel I've had an online training about prayer. I've had to cancel it twice, but we're going to go forward with it in January. And so the Lord is moving right now. And I tell you, I need prayer. We need to agree together. So let's agree together. I'm going to agree with you, if you agree with me, to break off this attack and to get the break off. Break off the attack and release the breakthrough. Whoo, Lord, we pray over this word. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would open up the heavens, open up your word, open up things, everything that's needed over this. I pray, Lord, that you would release your power, release your glory. I pray for each person who's been discouraged that you would open things up at a new level. I pray for the protection. Do not fear. I tell you, the Lord is using this to break off fear. He has your back. He has you. He wants to break off fear and the father of lies. He wants to break off unbelief. He wants to break off doubt, the spirit of fear, the father of lies. He wants to break off these things in Jesus' name. You will overcome. I release that overcoming anointing that you placed on me. I release this right now. I pray for the power and the presence. I pray, Lord, that you would use all things together for good for those who love the Lord. I pray. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, says the Lord, that you are moving into this season and this time, that the Lord is taking you to a new level in Jesus' name. Woo, thank you, Lord. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. Hey, consider giving. We had to miss two of our main trainings. You know, that's our main cash flow for us, but the Lord has been good in the midst. But consider giving DougAddison.com/give. And we are scheduling this for the is praying with power, bringing heaven to earth. And it's DougAddison.com/praying. It's a special training that I heard the Lord say to do. I was supposed to do it back. I think it was November. We canceled it in November because of the warfare. Canceled in December, warfare. I tell you, we're moving forward with it, and I just believe God has a blessing. He has a breakthrough for you. All right. God bless you. See you next week.